Welcome. In this lesson, you'll build a polished, loopable metric style vocal chop loop in Ableton Live 12, tuned for 90s inspired darkness in a 174 BPM drum and bass pocket. We'll extract tight vocal chops, map them to MIDI, create a two-layer vocal texture with a vocoder carrier for that late 90s robotic formant, and mix everything so the loop punches through a fast DNB arrangement. This is an advanced, hands-on walkthrough using Ableton stock devices. Simpler slash sampler, wave feedable, vocoder, EQ8, compressor, saturator, grain delay, hybrid reverb, echo, utility, glue and multiband dynamics, gate, auto filter and a few others. What you'll build: a 1-2 bar vocal chop loop map to MIDI with pitch and velocity variation, a 2-layer vocal texture, dry chopped vocal for transients plus a vocoded carrier for harmonic weight and darkness, a processed return chain with gated reverb and delay, and automation and modulators to keep the vocoder moving and musical. Requirements: Ableton Live 12 project at 174 BPM, a stock vocal sample or stem, and headphones or monitors. Let's begin. Step 1. Prep the source and create chops. Drop your vocal stem into an audio track. Trim it to a clean 1-2 bar phrase you want to loop. Then consolidate it so it's one clip. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Pick Slice by Transients, or use a fixed grid if you want perfectly even slices. Set the slicing instrument to Simpler so the drum rack creates a simpler per pad. Open the new MIDI clip, set the grid to 1/16 or 1/32, and build a rhythmic pattern that emphasizes off beats and fast 16th/32nd stutters, short, snappy placements with space for kick and snare. For each simpler, switch to classic mode for better pitch control, disable warp or set to beats for transients, turn snap off to allow start offsets, and use transpose and the slice pitch envelope to create pitch variation across notes. Step 2. Humanize and shape. Add velocity variation in the MIDI editor. Lower velocities on late slices to create ghosted texture. Add subtle pitch drifts, either per note transpose automation or sampler's pitch envelope for quick downward tails. Shorten sample lengths with simpler's release and sample in to keep chops tight, and add small start offsets and 3-8ms fades to avoid clicks without sacrificing attack. Step 3. Create the carrier for the vocoder. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. Start with a dark, harmonically rich patch. 2 detune saws, 1 subsign. Unison 2-3 voices, slight detune around 0.05 to 0.15. Low pass the filter to keep things dark. Aim roughly 800-1500 Hz cutoff, but leave enough top for intelligibility. Make the synth sustain on MIDI notes that match your chop roots. It should be busy enough to provide harmonics for the vocoder. Step 4. Routing and configuring the Ableton vocoder. Place the vocoder on the Waveeatable track after the synth. In the vocoder's header, choose the chop's drum rack as the sidechain source. This sends the chopped vocal as the modulator and Waveeatable as the carrier. Set vocoder bands high for clarity, starting around 40-50. Higher band counts preserve consonants, lower band counts create a more robotic, banded sound. Set dry slash wet around 60-80%. So you get vocoded body but retain some carrier presence. Use fast attack and moderate release. Release between 20 and 80ms to preserve transients. Use formant or pitch shift down slightly around -1 to -3 semitones to tune the vocoded output darker. Step 5. Improve vocoder intelligibility. On the vocal chops track, insert an EQ8 before the vocoder chain. Boost a narrow band around 1.53kHz by +2.4 dB to emphasize consonant information the vocoder needs. High pass the modulator at 120-200 Hz to avoid low-end mud. Compress the chops lightly before they reach the vocoder. Use a compressor with a 3:1 ratio aiming for 360 dB of gain reduction with a fast attack, so the modulator levels are consistent. On the Waveeatable track, place EQ8 after the vocoder to tame harshness. Cut 610kHz if needed and boost 400-900 Hz to add body. Step 6. Layering and ambience. Keep the dry chopped vocal audible alongside the vocoder. Send both tracks to shared returns for unified ambience. Return A for hybrid reverb, return B for echo. Use sends tastefully. Less reverb on the dry chops, more on the vocoded layer for space. Create a dedicated return C for a short, gated 90s reverb, hybrid reverb with 0.5-1.2 SDK, high damping, low cut around 400 Hz, followed by a gate tune to close between chops. On the vocoded track, add saturator, set to analog clip or soft sign with 2.4 dB drive for harmonic grit, Corpus can be used subtly for metallic resonance if you want extra sheen. Step 7. Rhythmic movement and character. Add an auto filter after the vocoder. Low pass with an LFO sync to 1/16 or 1/8 and a touch of resonance to create movement that locks to the DNB groove. Take a saw or square LFO shape for choppy movement. Use grain delay sparingly for micro glitches. Short grid values like 1/32 or 1/16, low feedback, small pitch detune, and automate the send so it fires on fills or selected hits. For additional 90s darkness, use the vocoder's format shift or a frequency shifter to nudge the texture darker. Step 8. Sidechain, glue, and polish. Sidechain the vocal group to the kick using a compressor on the bus. Route the kick to the compressor sidechain input. Use a 3:6:1 ratio and medium attack and release so the vocal pumps musically. On the vocal group bus, add glue compressor for cohesion, aiming for about 2-4 dB of gain reduction. Consider parallel compression. Create a heavy compressed chain and blend it under the clean signal to retain transience while adding density. Use multiband dynamics if the vocoder gets boomy. Duck the low band under the kick or tame mids that clash with snares. Step 9. Automation and arrangement ideas. Automate vocoder dry/wet or the carrier filter to open during drops and close in breakdowns. Automate band count or formant shift subtly across sections to keep interest. For classic 90s flavor, occasionally reverse a tiny chop or insert a down-pitched offbeat slice as a dark stab. Common mistakes to avoid. Make sure the vocoder is on the carrier track and the vocal chops are selected as the sidechain modulator, otherwise you'll just be filtering the vocal, not creating harmonics. Don't skip compression on the modulator. Unlevel slices make the vocoder swing in volume and lose intelligibility. Avoid over-reverbing the chops. Long tails will wash out articulation in fast DNB loops. If you use many bands, EQ the modulator first. High band counts can bring out noise and sibilance. Finally, always high pass the vocal material under -120 Hz and use utility to mono below that to prevent low-end conflicts with your bass. Pro tips. Use two vocoder carriers in parallel, a deep, detuned wave-eatable low pass for body and a brighter FM or multi-osc carrier for presence. Then blend. Create an instrument rack with macros mapped to formant shift, dry/wet and filter cutoff for instant performance control. For harder grit, parallel a low-depth bit crusher like Redux and blend it in. If intelligibility drops, add a transposed low copy of the original chops tucked under the vocoder to restore presence without muddying highs. Save your slice presets and a vocoder rack template to speed up workflow. Mini practice exercise, 15 minutes. Set tempo to 174 BPM and use a 2-bar vocal phrase. Slice to MIDI and build a 1-bar loop including at least one 1/32 triplet or stutter. Make a simple wave-eatable carrier and place vocoder on it, routing the chops as sidechain. Produce two quick versions, a intelligible, 40-60 bands, pre-vocoder EQ boost at 2kHz and compression on the modulator, be darker /robotic, 10-16 bands, formant shift -2, add saturator and grain delay. Compare how bands, formant and compression affect clarity versus darkness. Recap, you've learned how to slice and map vocal chops, create a wave-eatable carrier, configure the Ableton vocoder with proper sidechain routing and band counts, improve intelligibility with pre-vocoder EQ and compression, and blend dry chops with a vocoded layer using saturation, gated reverb and rhythmic filtering. Practice the mini exercise, experiment with band counts and formant shift, and try layered carriers to balance robotic darkness with intelligible vocals. Final reminders. Decide whether your chop is percussive, a hook, or an atmosphere and process accordingly. Keep sub-frequencies out of the vocal band and use short, gated ambience for DNB rhythm. Save versions as you iterate and reference a metric vocal placement to match mid-range energy. When your chain is finalized, consider resampling to audio to save CPU and enable destructive edits. That's it. Build the loop, test the dynamics, and let the vocoder breathe rhythmically. Good luck, and have fun dialing in that 90s dark metric vibe.